If your boss was fired, would you walk off the job in protest? That's what's happening at a New England grocery store chain. Business at Market Basket stores has slowed to a trickle as workers disrupt operations. Some are asking shoppers to stay away. As Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston, they want their CEO back.
Outside the Market Basket store in Somerville, Massachusetts, a dozen workers are waving signs featuring the bald head of their ousted CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. Gabriel Pinto, a grocery bagger, says he wants the new top executives gone.
We're here to get support for all the customers and try to make sure no one comes in. We want RDT back, you know?
That's Arthur T., not his cousin and boardroom rival, Arthur S. Demoulas. Their battle for control of the company has now spilled over into the 71 supermarkets.
Madam, enter that, please.
Inside the store in Somerville, only three checkout aisles are open. None of them have lines. The entire produce section is barren.
Take that big Swiss out of there. It don't belong there.
At the deli counter at the back of the store, Adelaide Leonardo is stocking the display case with cheese that may just end up spoiling. Flyers are taped to the glass. One says, boycott Market Basket. Another says, bring back ATD, our one true leader. Leonardo agrees.
We know everybody. We know the customers. We joke around with us. We are family here.
Yet family is the reason Market Basket is in a muddle. Cousins Arthur T. and Arthur S. are both grandsons of a Greek immigrant, also named Arthur Demoulas, who opened a small grocery in working-class Lowell, Massachusetts, nearly a century ago. Two of his sons grew it into a regional supermarket chain. Their sons have been feuding for decades. An epic legal battle between the two in the 90s featured a courtroom fistfight. Last month, Arthur S. gained control of the board and ousted Arthur T. That's when workers surprised themselves with their power to grind business to a standstill.
We're going to survive. We stay strong.
Store manager and 24-year employee Daniel Rivera says workers are fiercely loyal to the ousted CEO for treating them well. Everyone gets quarterly bonuses. The pay is decent. Rivera says Arthur T. Demoulas often came through the stores, making it clear he cares more about people than money.
Like I say, I work in different companies before. I never have owners come in to me and say, how you doing today, or how's your family? And it's great.
Now those loyal workers have brought the company to its knees. Market Basket is losing an estimated $10 million per day. John Davis, the head of the Families and Business Program at Harvard Business School, says there's still time for the two Demoulas cousins to put aside their egos and save the company.
Hopefully there's enough love in this family, not for one another anymore, but for the legacy of their fathers, that this family will do the right thing and recreate a stable ownership group.
As the deadlock drags on into its second week, the Market Basket board is discussing its options behind closed doors. This afternoon, company executives told employees to return to work on Monday, saying those who come back will be welcomed and not penalized. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.